Welcome to our Money Sense program. For our farm listeners in the process of perhaps wrapping up harvest, is this the year that you really wrap things up and decide to sell or lease your farmland? That's what we're talking about with Kevin Hegedus this weekend. Money Sense begins after this break. Welcome to Money Sense. On our program today, we're going to be focusing on a very important topic for many Saskatchewan farm families. And I think about so many farm families in the midst of harvest or wrapping up harvest. And then a lot of them are going to be saying, is it time to sell or rent out our farmland? When someone's thinking about selling or renting, Kevin Hegedus is here to tell us what these people should be thinking about and preparing for. Kevin?
Hey, Brent, it's great to be here. And, you know, every major financial decision, including selling or renting the farmland, should really start with your personal goals, not just today's market price. And, you know, I grew up on the farm. We still own some farmland, and I've worked with farmers and ranchers for over 30 years now. So I know every situation's different. And, you know, I recently met with a family that wanted to know if selling made sense for them. But, you know, in our planning process, Brent, we actually discovered a few things. We discovered that their kids didn't want the farm. We discovered that mom and dad were really concerned about helping the kids. They wanted to help the kids buy some homes and so on. Homes are so expensive. And the parents really wanted out. They wanted to retire. They wanted to enjoy life. And it's not my job to say you should sell or not to sell. My job is to run the numbers and see what makes sense for that family. But based on what they wanted, for them, that sale made a lot of sense. And it wasn't just a transaction. For them, it was kind of a turning point that gave them freedom, but also gave the whole family peace of mind as well.
So what would you say then for farm families who are at this point? What are some of the big questions they need to be asking themselves before they make that decision to sell?
Yeah, you know, I think there's probably four or five or maybe even half a dozen. I think the first one would be, how's selling going to affect my retirement income plan? Obviously, that's important. What are the tax consequences and how do I minimize them? How will this change my estate and how it gets divided amongst my kids? And am I emotionally no longer, how do I feel emotionally about no longer farming? That's a big one. Another one is, should I look at a partial sale instead of selling the whole thing at once? And maybe the most important one is, if I sell, how do I use those proceeds to support my lifestyle and maybe leave that legacy for my family as well?
On our Money Sense program, we're talking about that big decision farm families have to make at some point. Do we sell? Do we rent? And Kevin, let's talk about timing. You know, land prices these days are crazy. I've got family that sold land recently and they couldn't believe the amount of money that they received. So how should people think about this when it comes time to sell or rent?
Yeah, good question. And you know, you're never going to pick the exact peak, right? You know, markets move in cycles. The right timing is about what works for you and for your family, not just looking at the charts. But you know, sometimes it's better to sell when the market is steady and when you have a plan for the proceeds rather than waiting for that peak that may never come. It's also about risk tolerance. So if most of your retirement depends on farmland values staying high, you might be carrying more risk than you actually realize. So, you know, I've been investing for over 30 years and I've seen numerous market cycles. I've seen bubbles, I've seen crashes. And, you know, if you think it can happen, just give it some time. I promise you it's going to happen.
You know, you often talk about unlocking value. So what does that mean here in this situation?
Yeah, this really means looking beyond just the selling price. So for example, I had a client sell one quarter section of land to pay off some debt and invest the rest in a more diversified portfolio. So that decision gave them some stability. It gave them some income and it allowed them to look at something than just relying on the rental income from the farm. You know, farmland proceeds could also be used to buy non-correlated investments. So investing in things that aren't directly tied to agriculture, which adds protection if crop prices or if rental values drop. And, you know, they say the only free lunch when it comes to investing is diversification, Brent.
You know, and in your many years in your role as a financial advisor and the thousands of clients you've dealt with, I'm guessing you've run into some people who have regrets if they haven't done their farm succession without a proper plan. Have you got something like that you can share with us?
I think there's three big ones here. So the first one, selling without planning for taxes. And obviously, as you mentioned earlier, land prices have shot up a lot. This can be a very costly decision from a tax standpoint. Potentially, in some cases, losing tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to tax can obviously be pretty darn heartbreaking. Secondly, I would say taking those proceeds and then parking them in a low interest environment. So that's going to erode your purchasing power over time. And I've seen this happen over and over again. And, you know, you don't need to take big risks or unnecessary risks with your capital, but you need to try and invest it to at least keep up with inflation. And I think probably the third and final one, Brent, is not having an estate plan in place. So that's going to affect everything that I talked about already. And it can even create animosity amongst the kids. But the good thing is, if you plan properly, all these are 100% avoidable, Brent.
And as you mentioned, taxes, always a big part of the story. They're always top of mind. So how much difference then can planning really make?
It can be massive. I've seen families save hundreds of thousands by planning ahead, you know, using things like the lifetime capital gains exemption, or even expanding that amongst other family members, making sure that you look at your incorporation strategies, or even spreading out sales over a number of years can help. And these can dramatically, you know, change your tax bill. The only number that really matters is the net after tax dollars, right? Like, what do we keep in our pocket? Because that's what we have to live off of.
So what about families who are stuck right now? They just aren't sure whether they should be selling or renting. How do you help them in your role weigh holding versus selling?
Another great question. And sometimes the right answer isn't to sell, or at least not right away. So we'll run the numbers on keeping the land, renting it out versus selling and investing the proceeds. And, you know, in most cases, when families see both those options side by side, it becomes clearer which path supports the retirement and also their estate goals. And the key is clarity, right? You know, once you've looked at both scenarios, that decision is a lot less stressful. And in my opinion, it's the only way that you can make an informed decision is look at those two options.
We're talking about the big decision a lot of farm families make each and every year: sell the farm, rent the farm. Kevin Hegedus with us on Money Sense Succession. Another emotional part of this. Some kids want a farm, others don't want anything to do with the farm. How do you help families manage that scenario?
We always start by making sure the parents' retirement is secure. Then we look at equalizing inheritances, and we can use insurance to do this. We can think about dividing assets differently, or in some cases, even setting up a trust. But the goal is always clarity, so everyone knows what's happening and there's no surprises. And, you know, the families who plan early, they save their kids a lot of heartache. And the ones that avoid these conversations, in a lot of cases, they can leave some conflict behind. So these are important discussions to have with the family.
Have you ever run into situations where families have sold too quickly?
Oh, absolutely, Brent. You know, and sometimes there's different things that can happen, right? Sometimes it's health issues, financial stress, or even pressure from neighbors can make families rush into a decision. And, you know, the problem is when land is sold, when you're under stress, a lot of times opportunities are missed. But by taking a bit of time, even if it's 2 or 3 or 4 months, you can usually structure a sale that can help reduce taxes. It can balance the family needs, and it can try and maximize the value of that sale. And I just want to say that selling should never feel like desperation. It should always feel like you have a strategy and a plan in place.
And I would imagine that debt plays into this conversation. How should families be thinking about using land sales to handle their debt?
Another good question. And debt is often, I guess, kind of that hidden weight when it comes to the farm family. And I've seen cases where selling even a small portion of the land to clear up the debt not only reduces financial stress, but it can even improve family relationships. So when that burden is removed, it frees up cash flow, it can create opportunities. And that's a planning win, because the goal is not just to own as many acres as possible. It's to own your future and to have peace of mind, right?
Having a great discussion on our Money Sense program, Kevin Hegedus, and the million-dollar question so many farm families deal with each and every year. Do we sell our land, sell the whole operation, sell part of it? Do we lease our land? And then the big question after that would be, what do you do with all that money that you've made? We'll get into that when we return to Money Sense after this break. On our Money Sense program, Kevin Hegedus is here, helping families maneuver through the whole process of selling the farm or leasing the farm. And then what about reinvestment? You've made all that money after the sale, Kevin. What should families think about with all that capital in their pocket?
That's really where planning proves its value. You know, most people have no idea what their personal rate of return is. So let me expand on this a little bit more and explain what I mean. So based on what you've invested today, what you're going to save in the future, and what you're going to need in retirement, what's the rate of return that you need to make all your financial dreams come true? And, you know, if you don't know the answer to that, Brent, I can show you. So we use some pretty sophisticated planning software that runs over 1,000 what-if scenarios. So what if the market crashes right before I retire? What if inflation is higher for longer? What if I spend more than I anticipated? And this software actually stress tests those questions, and it gives us a probability score, essentially measuring whether your retirement and your lifestyle goals stay on track. And if that score drops too low, then we're going to adjust the plan for you. And the goal is to make sure that you're not just fine in the best case scenario, but you're secure even when life throws us some curveballs. And that's going to happen all the time, right? So this type of planning really gives families confidence. So instead of always second guessing every market dip or every headline that comes out, they can really focus on living their life, knowing that the numbers have already been accounted for in all those what-if scenarios. And that's what is really going to give you security, and it's going to give that family peace of mind, Brent.
And I'm guessing you have to put on your family counseling hat at some point in a lot of these situations, because, you know, farming for a lot of families and for a couple been a big part of their life, maybe for all their life. How do you address that side of things where they feel they might be losing their identity when they sell the farm?
It's such an important point, Brent. And for many farm families, you know, farming isn't just an asset. It's a way of life. It's their identity. It's who they are. And that's why the emotional side has to be part of the plan. So we talk about what life looks like after farming. So maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's traveling. Maybe it's even mentoring younger farmers, or in some cases, staying involved because you chose to rent the land out. But I think when people can see that vision for their next chapter in their life, the decision to sell becomes less of a loss and more of an opportunity, I guess.
And you made mention there about life after farming. Coming up at the end of our program, details on some great seminars that Kevin and his team are putting together here very soon. And lifestyle after the sale, like how much golfing can a farmer do? Do families worry about, though, like what's next for them?
Yeah. You know, the sale is often just the beginning of a new chapter, right? And I remind families, it's not just about the money. It's about creating the life that you want after farming. So again, traveling, hobbies, spending time with your kids or your grandkids, community involvement, those all become part of the plan, Brent. And, you know, having an income strategy that's mapped out and you know what's going to be coming in every month, that means that you can enjoy life without second guessing every decision that you made in the past.
I know, Kevin, that you recently attended Future Proof, one of the largest wealth management events in the world. So did you take anything away from that that connects back to what farm families here in Saskatchewan are facing with these very big decisions they have to make?
I did, Brent. It was an amazing event, over 5,000 people at this event. And one of the big themes was that investors, whether they're in downtown Toronto or Saskatchewan, we all need clarity and confidence on the future. And at Future Proof, I sat on sessions that showed how powerful it is to stress test your goals over decades, not just 1 or 2 years. And that's exactly what we do when we develop our financial plans for our clients. And I guess the message was pretty simple. Decisions like selling the farm or selling your business should never be just about today. They should be tied to that life that you want to live over the next 10, 20, 30 years. And, you know, that perspective really resonated with me, because it's the same advice that I try and give my clients when I build those plans for them.
And I guess for farmers, how they like to attend a farm show or two each and every year to see what the newest products are or some new ideas to help them on the farm, I'm guessing that's why you find an event like Future Proof so powerful. So how does that help families that you work with here at home?
I had a chance to hear from some of the top thinkers in the world. So I listened to economists, portfolio managers, innovators, all sharing how they adapt to change. And it's really powerful because it reminds me and in turn reminds my clients that none of us have to face these big decisions alone, right? And I guess bringing some of those insights back here to families in Saskatchewan can all really benefit from some of that high level thinking that global investors do. And whether it's about your farmland, selling your business, retirement, or leaving a legacy, it's about bringing some of that world-class perspective to local conversations. So that's why I go to these events. You know, Brent, that's why I encourage people to attend our events, Life After Harvest, because the more informed we all are, obviously the better decisions we're all going to make.
Well, before we close off our program, let's talk a little bit more about these seminars that PWM is hosting on the topic that we've been on here today.
I'm pretty excited about this. We're going to be hosting, again, these free Life After Harvest seminars in the beginning of November. So we're going to cover a lot of different topics. We're going to talk about how to understand farmland values, where trends are going today, and what are some of the risks that we should all be aware of. Also, what to consider before selling or leasing out your farm. Obviously, why a clear financial plan really matters to make sure that you're securing that farm legacy and you're really living a fulfilling life. So important. And then finally, you know, if you do transaction, whether you're selling or renting out, how to invest that money, how to invest your wealth to take a personal pension approach with those hard-earned dollars. So we're going to be at a few different locations. We're going to be in Unity on November 5th, Rosetown on the 6th, Melford on the 7th, and right here in Saskatoon on November 8th. Seats are limited, so obviously we encourage everyone to give the office a call and reserve your spot.
And for someone who's been listening in or watching our program today, maybe they're at the back end of harvest themselves and the family's been having some big discussions on the topic that we've been on. Do we sell the farm? Do we lease it out? People want to connect with you and your team. What's the easiest way for them to do that, Kevin?
If you want to arrange a complimentary review of your portfolio or talk to me about having a financial plan created, our website is pwmprivatewealth.com, or you can call or text the office. It's 306-975-9500. That's our main line, and it's also our text line. A lot of people are texting these days. And I just want to say, if you've been enjoying the show, we'd really appreciate if you could do a quick review on Spotify. It helps others find the show, but also allows us to find out what's resonating for you. And do we have time for one more thing, Brent?
By all means.
Okay. I just want to plug a new partner to Q Wealth, local firm called Uyghurs Financial. Wonderful, wonderful people. I got to know Cliff Uyghurs very well over the last few months. So he's joined as a partner. He's the 26th partner in Q Wealth. So there's 26 partners across Canada. He's the third one in Saskatchewan. So big shout out to Cliff and his team. Great people.
Absolutely. Great Saskatchewan company that been doing great business in our communities here for many, many years. Kevin Haggett, it's always a pleasure. And again, for anyone listening in or watching our program, don't forget about the seminars that Kevin mentioned as well. Life After Harvest, Unity November 5th, Rosetown November 6th, Melfort November 7th, and in Saskatoon November 8th. Get all the information you need at their website. Give the office a call to make sure you got that free seat booked. Kevin, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Brent. Take care.
This is Money Sense.
Financial planning services are offered through PWM Private Wealth Council. Portfolio management services are provided by Q Wealth, a registered portfolio manager, investment fund manager, and exempt market dealer. PWM Private Wealth Council is an owner and partner in the Q Wealth Partnership. You've been listening to Money Sense.